Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and a warm 76 degrees. Yesenia Cespas has been found guilty of killing Laura Abarca and kidnapping Abarca's 6-day-old daughter, Sophia. The trial lasted 6 days. Abarca was killed at a West Wichita apartment in November of 2016. Her baby was taken by Cespas. Cespas and the baby were found 2 days later at a Dallas home. The child was not injured and was returned to relatives in Wichita. Cespas will be sentenced July 13th. She faces up to 50 years in prison. Gunfire in southwest Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday evening in the 1700 block of South Glen. The victim was a 26-year-old man.
He had a verbal argument with his 22-year-old fiance, suspect. When the female picked up a shotgun, was attempting to turn it towards him, the male stated that he pushed the barrel of the gun upwards when it discharged in the room. The suspect then fled the scene with their 16-month-old daughter.
Police located the woman and the little girl in southeast Wichita near Oliver and Harry. The woman was booked into jail for aggravated assault, domestic violence, aggravated child endangerment, and criminal discharge of a firearm. Wichita Police Officer Davidson has an update on law enforcement activity through 4 days at Riverfest.
There have to date now been 11 cases that have been made in reference to Riverfest and zero arrests. So we continue to work with our community in providing safety services. Officers are on bike, horseback, ATV, and on foot.
Police worked 4 cases Monday, including embezzlement of an automobile, trespassing, a disturbance call, and a lost adult. For a second time, the Wichita City Council has delayed a vote for a new Delano neighborhood plan.
I'd like to move that we defer the adoption of the Delano neighborhood plan 2018 until August 7th.
The Wichita City Council voted unanimously to wait until later this summer to consider that new neighborhood plan. The first time around on April 17th, the council delayed their vote, citing concerns about parking and needing more time to look over the plan. On Tuesday morning, the council said even more time is needed as discussions continue regarding the Ballpark Village. That village will replace the Lawrence Dumont Stadium site. The Delano Neighborhood Plan is a community-wide vision of improvements and development for the neighborhood during the next 15 years. In addition to the new Ballpark Village, redevelopment of the former rail corridor is also planned. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Primary results in several states Tuesday may help determine who's going to get control of the U.S. Senate this November.
Mississippi Republican incumbent Senator Roger Wicker won his primary contest, as did New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Menendez just came out of a corruption trial earlier this year that ended with a hung jury. In Montana, State Auditor Matthew Rosendale has won the Republican nomination for Senate in the race to challenge Democratic incumbent John Tester in November. President Trump has a grudge against Tester. He was the lawmaker who helped sink one of the president's picks to run Veterans Affairs. In New Mexico, Senate primaries, incumbent Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich and GOP challenger Mick Rich move on to the general election. They both ran unopposed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The death toll now stands at 70 after a volcano eruption in Guatemala.
Authorities announced new evacuations and pulled back rescue workers Tuesday after super hot volcanic material began flowing again down the volcano of fire. Strong explosions shooting ash more than 16,000 feet above sea level.
This volcano is very active throughout the years, but nobody was expecting to be this bad.
Golda Ibarra is with the nonprofit aid organization World Vision.
More than 2,000 people are in the shelters right now, and we expect more to come.
The volcano west of Guatemala City started spewing hot gases and ash on Sunday. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 610, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And here it is, gasoline prices jumping up. Started seeing that in places.
I thought I saw that yesterday, maybe.
Yeah, started seeing that in places yesterday. $2.79 a gallon, so there's the jump. Happened on a Wednesday this week, again.
Well, I gassed yesterday afternoon, and then I left here, and I think saved about 30 cents a gallon, so I got mine reasonable. But just in what, $2.70-something?
Yeah, $2.79.
Okay.
So that's the gasoline price out there.
And you know what you can do about that, listeners? Nothing.
Yeah.
Pay it.
That's what you can do. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Wednesday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and warm start to the day, it's going to be sunny, hot, and humid this afternoon. Temperatures near 90 by the time we head to the food court at River Festival, 96 later on this afternoon. A few thunderstorms may drift into south central Kansas towards morning. Our low 70, scattered storms Thursday with a high 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 68 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 611 now with Steve and Ted. Today is Wednesday, June 6, 2018. Hey, we had a sunny, warm Tuesday for River Festival in central Kansas yesterday. Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees, normal high 83. On this date in 1975, a tornado was reportedly spinning clockwise near Alva, Oklahoma. This is highly unusual since most tornadoes in the northern hemisphere rotate counterclockwise. The tornado was weak and no damage was reported, but a freak tornado, a left-handed tornado, I guess you'd say. I don't know. On this date in 1944, during World War II, Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy, France, on D-Day as they began the liberation of German-occupied Western Europe. Hard to believe that it was 4 years ago that I was there with my wife and my son's family on Normandy. And, wow, what a very, very moving thing that is to be there. Ted, you need to get over there sometime. We need to send you on a European tour.
Well, easier said than done.
I know. But
I would love to.
Wow, wouldn't that be fun to go see all the sites? We didn't stay in Paris very long, and we did get to see Normandy, and we spent about a half a day there. That was really, really something.
One of the great days in the 20th century,
you know, and you think about
the history of the world.
Well, yeah, think about world history. When does a nation? And it wasn't just us. I mean, the English were with us, the French,
the Canadians,
the Poles. A lot of people were with us. When do the people like that unite to go in and just say we're gonna free a continent that's under an iron hand? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in history. Well, it did then. And of course, one of the people who was completely submerged in the whole thing and at the top of the heap was a guy named Dwight Eisenhower from Kansas. Wow. That's a very proud thing. He was the general involved and in charge of all the forces. All right. Police say they've solved a shooting in Ohio that left a man wounded. The oven did it. The Vindicator in Youngstown reports 44-year-old Robin Garlock received wounds to both shoulders while trying to retrieve a handgun he had hidden inside the broiler unit of his oven.
He outsmarted himself.
Warren police say Garlock put the gun in the broiler because children were coming over. His girlfriend, unaware of the gun's presence, turned on the oven Sunday to do some baking. Police say she called out to Garlock when she thought she heard a gunshot fired outside. Well, police say Garlock was struck by bullets or bullet fragments when they exploded inside the gun. I shouldn't laugh at that. It's pretty serious.
Caution, yeah. Contents may be hot.
Yes.
Just like the old Bill Cosby bit where he told the joke about people putting bullets in the furnace when they were in high school.
I haven't heard that. How's it go? They did that?
Yeah. Talk about kids in high school saying, put a bullet in the furnace and it'll go off when they were in shop class.
Seems like there were kids when I was in school that would take a .22 bullet and pound it on the pavement to see if it would go off. Usually
that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, usually they were pounding the wrong end because they hadn't. But we're lucky nobody got shot, right? Hey, another pretty quiet day at Wichita's River Festival. Of course, here on the weekdays, the attendance down there is not going to be nearly as high. But you, of course, attended the police briefing yesterday, and
The police didn't have a whole lot to report, did they, Ted?
No.
It's just, you know, again, attendance is not going to be much, and everybody's behaving themselves because they could probably go down there and see police officers everywhere and say, I don't want to do anything. Food court's open, and people are going down there. Yesterday afternoon, it was warm yesterday afternoon, wasn't it? Wow. Got pretty toasty. I did get out for a little run late in the day, but hey, today is the June 6th.
Yeah, if the weather would just be like it is right now, it'd be great. It's beautiful out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
The trouble is the sun comes up and it gets all hot.
Yeah, I've got 68 degrees
now. You could just stay 68 all day.
Don't they say that's the ideal temperature, indoors and out, 68?
Yeah, it's just nice out there right now.
Yeah, and I noticed that when I got up this morning. We've had some mornings here recently where it was just bakey, humid, and hot. But we got a pretty good day going for you this morning. Well, I'll tell you, it's 6:16 now, and we were talking about D-Day there a minute ago, and Ted... what was the actual count? I think something like 1,500, 2,000 people killed there on our side. And it's really interesting. If you do go to visit, just a few miles down the beach is Point du Hoc. And we went there, and that is where the Rangers rappelled upward on these cliffs about 100 feet.
With Germans shooting at them. Firing down from above on them.
And the bunkers, the cement bunkers the Germans had are still there.
Right.
Some of them, and there's a couple of craters, bomb craters, about as big as these two studios combined. I mean, it is impressive. And there's a restaurant there where we had lunch, and the people next to us were from Topeka, Kansas. So that's the way it is. You run into Americans.
Canadians were the only unit that made their objective that day and actually got up those cliffs and to their desired point.
And from what I can tell, and my reading of history and the things I've seen, the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan is pretty doggone close to what really happened there. They can't recapture it completely, but that's pretty close. And that opening scene will get your attention if you've never seen Private Ryan.
And if you want to know more about D-Day, you can just go up to Abilene, Kansas.
Abilene's got a lot of stuff.
Go to the Eisenhower Presidential Library.
Yeah.
Find out a lot about it.
There you go. All right, 6:17. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And I'm just checking some of the box scores from our local baseball teams, Ted. And they weren't doing too good as far as the hitting is concerned. We had a couple more shockers drafted.
Yep, let's hit the shockers.
Yeah, hit the shockers first there.
Rounds 3 through 10 of the Major League Baseball draft yesterday. And three more shockers taken after the first two in the opening rounds. The next shocker taken after Alec Bohm and Grayson Genesta, Cody Hoyer, shocker junior pitcher, taken in the sixth round by the Chicago White Sox. Three rounds later, shocker catcher Gunnar Trautwein, also taken by the White Sox in the ninth round. And Wichita State relief pitcher Chandler Sanburn also went in the ninth round to the Texas Rangers. Of course, Cody Hoyer is a junior. He might come back to Wichita State. We'll see if he signs coming out in the sixth round or if he will stay at Wichita State for one more year. There you go. There's five shockers now drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. More rounds of the draft. In fact, the draft will conclude with several more rounds today. College track and field, the NCAA Outdoor Championships begin today in Eugene, Oregon. And Wichita State has three competitors, and we'll really want to keep an eye on these guys. You've got Aaron True and Damian Odle, both guys from right here from Kansas that finished in the top 12 in the regionals in the javelin throw. And they're two of the top in the nation in the javelin, and they will be starting that this evening. And that action begins this evening for those guys as the men's javelin competition starts. And then you've also got Hunter Veith, who is from Cheney. He automatically qualified for the decathlon national championship in late March with a school record score for Wichita State in the decathlon, which starts this afternoon.
Wow.
You've got a few guys to keep an eye on from Wichita State, all small-town Kansas guys going for national championships in college track and field. Women's soccer tonight here in town, FC Wichita. FC Wichita ladies are in first place atop the conference, and they're hosting second place Oklahoma City. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight at Trinity Academy Stadium in East Wichita. Major League Baseball last night, the Los Angeles Angels hosting the Kansas City Royals. And the Royals had enough pitching to get the job done in this game, but not quite enough, as the Angels had Andrew Heaney on the mound, pitching on his 27th birthday. He's from Oklahoma City, and the Royals didn't get much accomplished against him at all. You heard the game last night on KFH.
1-2 pitch. Here's a bouncer. It's hit on the third base side. Long throw by Valbuena. He gets it there in time, and the ball game is over. Andrew Heaney, on his 27th birthday, pitches the best game of his career. Heaney shuts out Kansas City tonight, a one-hit shutout. Angels win the game 1-0. You can put a halo over this one.
Coverage there on the Angels Radio Network.
You don't see people even do a complete game very often anymore.
Not anymore.
That guy must have been something else.
Yeah, he was all over it. He was still throwing 95 miles an hour at the end of the game. That was the coverage on the Angels Radio Network there. The Royals only got one hit, a single in the fifth inning. Kansas City is at Anaheim again tonight to wrap up this three-game set. You can hear live coverage of the Royals game after the NBA Finals game tonight over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Speaking of which, Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. Scene shifts to Cleveland. Cavaliers hosting the Golden State Warriors. Golden State with two wins at home, up 2-0 in the finals. Cleveland, a 4.5-point underdog at home tonight. You can hear the NBA Finals Game 3 on KFH. Last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, the Wichita Wingnuts, just like the Royals, had trouble scoring. 2-0, St. Paul Saints beat the Wingnuts last night. Wingnuts dropped their third in a row and dropped 4.5 back in the division. Wingnuts and Saints wrap up this series tonight, 7:05 downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium for Wingnuts action. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to tell us about, in the state of Maine, big flag controversy. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.